there is an emotion that usually turns to sin within a second or two. It is a sin that destroys individuals, families, churches, workplaces, and whole countries. We read about an example of it in 1 Samuel 25. It says, "But Nabal answered David's servants, 'Who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants today who are breaking away from their masters.'" The emotion that turns to sin is called resentment, and the Bible calls it bitterness. David was faced with two trigger points that initiated his resentment. The first was injustice. He had looked after Nabal's workers, kept them safe, yet there was nothing in return. Secondly, he had been insulted. Nabal called him a runaway slave. Now, David was not the sort to let grass grow under his feet. His resentment was only going to last an hour or so. There was no cooling off period with David. He was dealing with it immediately, just not in the right way. Most of us let it fester for years, and it affects our later life. One definition is: resentment refers to the mental process of repetitively replaying a feeling and the events leading up to it that goads or angers us. When David told his men to buckle up their swords, not one of them said to him that killing innocent people was an over-the-top reaction. It took a woman to say it to him. It was said that one of the main causes of the rise of Hitler and Nazism in Germany was the underlying resentment against the Treaty of Versailles after World War I. If resentment can cause the world to go to war, then it can cause devastation in families, workplaces, churches, and individuals. Nelson Mandela put it like this: resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies. The Hebrew word for bitter or bitterness, such as mara, has connection with the taste of herbs or wormwood, as well as gall and snake venom. Now, the writer to the Hebrews saw that resentment was a dangerous emotion and that it would affect more than the person that had it. Hebrews 12:15 says, "Lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby defile many." It is a situation that could need others to help us through it when we're suffering from it. It is not the attitude to say about a bitter person, "Oh, they've got a problem, leave them to it." We must help people through a feeling of bitterness or resentment, and the grace of God must be applied in liberal quantities. Resentment might not be initially a sinful emotion, but it comes one when it affects our actions and thoughts resulting from it. We become sarcastic about people or violent because we fail to deal with it. It could be the number one killer of a life of blessing in you. The writer of Hebrews gave us a way to overcome it. In Hebrews 12, he said, "Think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners, so that you don't become tired and give up." The King James Version says, "Consider him." The Greek word means to think it over and over again. One look at Jesus and all that he went through will not achieve it. We forget too quickly. If we can be resentful to people, our biggest problem is when we are resentful to God. When Hezekiah thought he was dying in the prime of his life, he became resentful. Afterwards, he said, "Surely It was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but you have held back my life from the pit of destruction. You have cast all my sins behind your back. A minister felt resentment towards God when he went blind. He said Jesus didn't know what it was like to be blind. And then he remembered that Jesus was blindfolded and all around evil people were about him. Jesus knew what it was like. Life does not seem to be fair. Lazy people succeed. Bad people often get away with evil things. Some might say they get closure when a person that has harmed them is jailed. Not so. We believe that God will work all things together for good. So let us take another look at Jesus, a real good look at Jesus, and leave all our resentments behind. May the Lord bless you this day. Amen.